Tony Mowbray, it's difficult to know what to say to you today. Just how are you feeling after you asked for everything from your players today and you got it, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so. As I have over 15 games, in my opinion, I think it's every game stands on its own 2 feet, of course. I knew we played against a good team today who were good with the ball, and they showed that at times. We had to have a game plan coming into this game. The plan was just to try and win the match and see what was happening. We managed to do that, but ultimately, you know, you get judged over the 46 games over the season, and that's, we have to accept it. Over the 46 games this year, this group, everybody included, you know, haven't been good enough to get the points required. But I couldn't question, I'd have to say, I couldn't question them in the 15 games I've been here. They've lost three, you know, from being second bottom in the league. It's a fantastic effort from them all, and it feels a little bit unfair today, I think, you know, the effort they put in. So the last five games, if you'd have offered me 11 points from the last five games, I'd have, you know, snapped your hand off, really. And but it ultimately hasn't been enough. We have to see what the next few weeks brings. We have to see what, you know, what the recruitment process is going to be through the summer, and how we try to build to be really strong next year in League One.
This is a massive summer coming up for this club, isn't it? It really does go one way or the other, doesn't it?
Well, it's a bit early for me to get emotional about and talk about, you know, the summer, but I'm huge on recruitment. I've always said recruitment is the currency of a football club. You bring in good players, you win matches. You bring in poor players or not to the standard, you lose matches and you find yourself in the wrong situation. And we're starting from scratch, really, because we didn't know what league we're in. It's very difficult to see where we're going to go with it, but you know, let's hope that we can be really positive. Let's hope we can be really competitive. I'm sure at League One level we will be really competitive salary-wise. As I say, it's a bit early for me. Where are we going to recruit? What type of players? You know, footballers of certain quality don't want to go and play in League One. It's and so you may be fishing in a pond where some players who are League One players are looking for the best salaries they can get, and you know, you've got to get the balance, as I've always talked to you about. The chemistry of the team has to be right. Are you going to defend with numbers? Are you going to counter attack away? Are you going to have total domination of the ball? What sort of team are you going to be? And so, you know, recruitment is paramount in the summer over the next 8 weeks. So whatever it is, we're going to have to get started on that if that's the case, that I'm going to be around and get on with the job. But ultimately, you asked me right at the start, what was my emotion? Frustration, disappointment, upset for the fans, the people who you can see really passionately care about this football club, and a lot of people at the training ground and at the stadium who put a lot of work and effort into their lives and jobs around Blackburn Rovers. It's very disappointing for them as well, and you know, we move on to tomorrow and let's see what it brings.
You said if you're here, then do you need some assurances from the football club in order for you to be here?
Well, there's a potential for me not to be here. I think it's we'll have to decide together, really, what's best for the team moving forward, and whether we think it's the right thing for me to continue. But as I said, it's not really for me to talk publicly or openly about, and yet, you know, over the next week or so, I'm pretty sure it'll all be clarified, and hopefully, from my point of view, it's that we get on with it and we try and build a team that is really exciting and positive next year, and we win lots of games and the fans enjoy the season even though it's not where they want to be, and we start putting the foundations of an exciting, bright, attacking team that wins lots of matches. And you've still got to support your club, you know, if you're a Blackburn Rovers fan and that's where your allegiances are, whatever league they play in, I would say you have to come and support your team, and everything has to be right. You know, it's not my thing, but you know, I have to get ticketing right, you have to get everything right so that they can come and enjoy, hopefully, a team that wins lots of matches and dominates and has really good players, and it can be seen as a real positive and a springboard to bounce on again. That's what we have to see it as.
What's the process now, Tony? Do you have to go through a series of meetings with each player to pretty much tell them how you see their future?
Yeah, that's next few days. We've got host of meetings, some busy days coming the next few days. Next week is a very, very busy day and busy week, sorry, and things will be a lot clearer after the end of the week. We've got players to talk to, got staff to talk to, got board members to talk to, and as I say, at the end of the week it'll be a clearer picture.
Going to League One, you know what that level's like. It's a lot different to the Championship, isn't it?
Oh, it's hugely different, I'd have to say. I think, obviously, they don't have the investment of championship clubs in League One. You know, the playing surfaces, for a start, is something that will surprise a lot of people at times. It's, you know, I'm sure in August, September, October, you'll be playing on decent pitches and playing nice football, and then you'll get to past Christmas into the real deep winter months, and you'll find pitches that you can't go and play nice expansive football on. You need players with big hearts, personality, character, drive. That's why recruitment's so important. We have to recruit technical, talented players to win certain games, and we have to have players with big hearts and who understand away at a smaller club in middle of February on a poor pitch, they have to dig in, and it won't be a lovely football match, it'll be a war.
I have to ask you lastly about your supporters today, 1,600 of them. Terrific backing for you, weren't they?
Yeah, it was just disappointing for them that, you know, there didn't seem to be an ounce of encouragement from elsewhere for them to get their teeth into, really. And and you know, I've said it time and time again since I've arrived, my first game was Burton away. It was a fantastic support. I was really surprised that night that there was so many Rovers fans, because I was coming into the club on the acceptance that there was a lot of unrest and disenchantment and disconnect with the fans and the team and the ownership, and I've only found real positives, to be honest, and there they were again today in huge numbers. It was just obviously disappointing for them that it didn't go right elsewhere for us.